You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. You are listening to Conversation Digest on this Friday evening, the gateway to the weekend, as well as Party Central and the Verbal Extravaganza, a brand new episode live on the air as you are listening. This is live, good listener. The studio lines are open officially as of right now. If you call 715-842-8900, official WNRBLP studio line, the K-Man will answer. Or perhaps another anniversary special member of our cast of thousands will answer.
Cast of thousands?
Michael Bowman is in the house. Dr. Wren is in the house, a very popular fixture in our program. He'll have his 40-minute after the hour, Dr. Wren's current events. Before we go any further on Conversation Digest, we would like to thank our underwriting sponsor, one sponsor currently. Underwriting sponsor, thank you goes out to the Hmong Quality Home Care LLC. Thank you very much. Through your contribution, we are able to continue, among other ways, via the dollar, to continue to be on the air. Good evening, everyone. A huge episode this evening. We've been on the air for roughly 4 years, almost to the day. I don't even know when our anniversary actually is, but
it's roughly around this time.
Well, let's be honest here. It's very similar to my wonderful relationship with Leah, my significant other. I don't know exactly when we first met.
I was going to say, but how many of those anniversaries? Because you've got the anniversary of the first meeting, you've got the anniversary of the first date, the first phone call, the first letter, you know, the first time being bailed out of jail, all those, you know, firsts.
Well, don't forget about the first time he cried.
You mean in my relationship with Leah?
Yeah, because otherwise that'd be
that
like day
ends.
One.
I used to openly sob. I remember the first letter I wrote to Leah. Why am I saying this on the air?
Go for it.
Is
might
she
as well.
Listening?
Probably not.
I think so. She's probably at dinner with her father.
Then it's fine to say it on the air.
I think the first letter I ever wrote to my beloved Leah was, "I'll never speak to you again," or something to that effect. I said, "Well, you know, thanks for the memories." And then she laughed it off. I was being as dramatic and profound as possible. A week later, she calls me up and says, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "Yeah, I'm not talking to you ever again. Remember the note?" She's like, "Well, I thought that was a joke." So apparently, even in my serious moments, no one really takes me seriously. Apparently.
I wouldn't.
K-Man, you're a jerk. On this anniversary special, you're a special kind of a jerk. 4 years we've been on the air together, good sir. Do you understand that? None of us have ever been arrested from this program. Never. I mean, in related to this program. Okay, I declared that up, didn't I, Dr. Rent? And also, how long have you been listening officially? Is it 2 years?
I mean, I remember I was actually one of the long plethora of station managers. So as such, during that tenure, it was my job to listen to all the shows.
So wait a minute. When you were station manager, did you used to say about Conversation Digest, we got to get those guys off the air?
No. But I knew every now and then I would actually pop in here to do work, and I would grab stuff out of my mailbox. And it's like, who's that? Oh, that's that station manager guy.
Well, I mean, even when the station managers knew we were on the air listening, perusing the airwaves of Conversation Digest and every other program at WNRBLP, we're still on the air, alive and well, kicking, even in the current administration of station management.
I heard that guy's a jerk.
No.
I wouldn't trust him.
Where is my... Okay, well, we've got a huge episode. Per usual, we have all your favorite features. Yeah, okay, man, if we're going to sit there and nitpick at the way I pronounce words, I'm going to nitpick the way you pronounce anything else you say. Go ahead and give me a sentence, sir.
Oh, I'm just going back to like the first couple months where you just say things wrong and then stutter for like 5 minutes.
You mean the first 3 years of our existence as a program?
Yes.
All right. Well, coming up in just a moment, what we saw on the way to the studio, the We Don't Give a Crap moment of the week, up after the what we saw on the way to...
There we go.
Now, that was a vintage moment. But hard-hitting news up in just about 30 seconds here. Also, Dr. Ren's current events. And you know what? We're going to take a trip down memory lane. We'll do some old features, including, I'm not telling you right now, good listener, and if you're around in about 15 minutes, you'll hear a trip down memory lane, an old feature, an oldie but a goodie. And if there's a need or a want to maybe go back to do one of those old features, by all means, let us know. And Dr. Ren actually got us on the trip to doing the Potpourri Grab Bag topic of the week again. That was an old feature that we stopped doing, and then one day Dr. Ren was in the studio, and he said, look, I'm pretty much sure you just said, look, I used to like when you guys did the Potpourri Grab Bag topic of the week.
Right. Plus, you would sit here with 20 minutes left on the air going, what do we talk about?
We had nothing left. We had nothing in the tank. So, but that was initially created to celebrate our ability to speak off the cuff and spontaneously. And Michael Bowman is in the house.
Oh, he's trying.
When he was still on the air here, this studio is half the size, and yet us and a fourth person that used to be on the air, the Ziffelman, we'll say who he was. It's an anniversary special. He's part of our history. And all this episode is about, it's going into the memories and going into a slight history of Conversation Digest. But we're going to do the typical stuff and then just take a trip down memory lane. How many times can I say that this evening? But right now on Conversation Digest, what we saw on the way to the studio each and every week at this time, WNRBLP Wausau.
Called the Grand Canyon. It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, and it's an excursion into the adventure of between my house and the WNRBLP studios. It is what we saw on the way to the studio. Dr. Rent, you're up first, good sir. What'd you see on the way to the studio this evening?
For me, it's not actually... Just a second. It's not actually what I saw on the way to the studio so much as it's what I didn't see on the way to the studio.
Oh,
and
girl.
For the first time coming here, there was no sun. The sun was out. It was dark.
Well, that's depressing.
And there was like somebody walking down the street, and they were almost a hood ornament because they were, you know, you don't wear black clothes when you walk down the street when it's dark. But so what I saw was what I didn't see. It's officially dark at night.
And officially, I have a seasonal affect disorder just with that knowledge of not seeing the sun. Whatever, Bowman.
Just
you're up
instantly?
Next. Michael Bowman, an original guest, original, really a
original
co-host.
Guest? You're welcome.
Okay, if it's going to be the official four-year anniversary of Conversation Digest, I guess we have to be rude and inconsiderate. Which I probably wasn't Dr. Rent because I kind of cut him off. I apologize, Dr. Rent. Or were you done?
Hey, I'm fine.
If I give a free-for-all for rudeness and being a jerk, I'm going to be the one that loses here.
Well, and you
or
made
wins.
The mistake of showing me where you live.
Yeah, that's true, too. And the gentleman to my right and the gentleman to my left, they know where I live, too, so I am screwed over three-time
fold.
Yeah,
but do they have armories that would put the
sheriff's
department to rest?
No, they don't.
No, I just have rage that would...
Well, you also look like...
Scream. ...something to death.
No offense, but if we're going to go into the whole being mean like the original Conversation Digest, you look like Jeff Bridges from Iron Man, the first one. So what did you see on the way to the studio this evening, sir, Michael Bowman?
Well, I normally, when I come north, I come from Plover, which is south of Point, and I noticed the majestic lights that were offset against the darkened sky and
it was Grand
Lake
Daddy's.
Dubay.
No, was it Granddaddy's? Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. High energy. Let's do it.
Woo!
Remember
Woo-ha!
That? All right. So what was the lighting that you saw? The halos of the heads of angels.
Well, there are some individuals that own property off of Lake Dubay. You know, the high rent district, no pun intended. So
what?
Hey, they shut down two little businesses in town, so there's no way you can have high rent.
Oh. You know, we skipped hard-hitting news, but whatever. This is an homage to the old days of Conversation Digest where things didn't go as planned. K-Man, what'd you see on the way to the studio this evening?
I saw me actually going to the studio. First time this month.
Were you omnipresent? Were you having an out-of-body experience?
I always do.
So you were floating. Your
soul. I wasn't really driving. It was just my lifeless dead body was controlling it. I was using it like a marionette.
Wait a minute, were you, what kind of puppet were you? I mean, the string kind or the kind where the hand goes
the
up
naked
the,
kind.
All right. Well, what I saw on the way to the studio is actually we got to the station. The WNRBLP, if you don't know this, good listener, is actually located in the Wausau area among Mutual Association on 6th Street. And I'm talking to the gentlemen that are in the, what are we in right now? The studio.
Yeah, the studio.
And I see Michael Bowman eating a big salad. I mean, that's a huge salad. But I wanted to critique him, and what I saw on the way to the studio was me not lashing out at him, telling him he's eating the salad wrong. In the old days, I would have said, why are you eating the chicken first? Eat the garbage first. Get the salad out of the way first, and then you enjoy the chicken, the good stuff, later.
Right. Instead, he's having me look on my phone to see if I can find pictures to make the salad experience less enjoyable.
We did, in fact, at the moment, try to. And okay, so I didn't tell Michael Bowman that he was eating the salad wrong. You saved the chicken for last, sir. You eat some of the chicken with the salad, but you eat a lot of the chicken at the last point of the meal. See, that's how I would eat the salad. But what we did do when Michael Bowman was eating the salad was, yeah, we tried to get things or say things that would destroy his appetite.
There was pictures of diarrhea.
Well, I couldn't find it.
Did you eat the official whole quantity of the salad, sir?
The salad is entirely gone. I thought you may have noted that in the earlier days of Conversation Digest, I would always eat Burger King before I came here, low-grade beef.
And no, I do remember that.
Eating
then,
a salad several years later.
With the lack of ventilation in the room and the onion stink permeating through the
onion
studio.
Stink?
Plus, the Ziffelman was and still is a heavy smoker, and usually there would be liquor on the breath of somebody. It was like original Party Central right there, but... At any rate, so that was what we saw in the weed of the studio each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest. Hard-hitting news coming up in just a bit. We'll do an homage to old features of Conversation Digest in just a bit here. Dr. Run's current events coming up at 40 after the hour. The K-Man is officially going into the past, a trip down memory lane.
I didn't do it.
Back to the past where he messes with the computer when I'm trying to see something.
You weren't looking at anything anyway.
No offense, K-Man.
You were just looking at your foot.
Right now on Conversation Digest, everything's a little bit behind schedule tonight. We'll do the We Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. It's a doubleheader this week. There are two things I just don't give a crap about. And right now on Conversation Digest, hard-hitting news. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest.
You're doing it pretty well so far.
Where is that?
No wonder this is the fourth year anniversary special.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a regular feature as well. You getting called by your parents?
It's the confliction. Hi, Conversation Digest. This is The Condition. How can I help you? You're listening to WNRBLP.
Put him on speaker.
Hello? He hung up. He must have realized the it was the confliction from Green Bay, my brother. How does he not know after 4 years that we're on the air at 7 o'clock sharp?
When was the last time you were live?
Well, point taken. It's been at least a month. I'll have to call him. You know, he's doing real well in his job. Wish I could say the same for myself. So right now on Conversation Digest, hard-hitting news. Yep. Zsa Zsa Gabor returns home from hospital.
She's not dead?
This isn't the I don't give a crap thing?
No, the only reason this is hard-hitting news is because I thought she died years ago. And here we see Zsa Zsa, actress Zsa Zsa Gabor, return home from a hospital. How old do we all think her husband is, by the way? The gold-digging jerk. How old do we think he is? She's 94, by the way.
43.
Okay, K-Man, that's just ridiculous.
And a half.
79.
Dr. Rent, how old do you think Zsa Zsa's...
Does he have a picture? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, that's him? I thought it was a guy
looks like
from
Roger
Mad
from Mad Men.
Oh, he looks like... early to mid-60s.
Well, Dr. Rent wins, and it's not even Dr. Rent's current events. The gentleman is officially 68 years old. She's 94. She's a suffering actress. Or wait a minute.
She's in a hospital bed, so that's
she's
probably
a 90-year-old in drinking wine, by the way. Man, she doesn't live a day over an 89. She's alert, and she looks great. Yeah, he had too much of that wine. Said Von Anhalt, who is her husband, adding that Gabor was in much better health after nearly 2 weeks at the UCLA. She has only one leg, apparently, now, by the way. One was amputated. The actress whose right leg was
amputated. Diabetes?
I don't know, K-Man. Diabetes? Was hospitalized on October 8th for the surgery when complications arose with a feeding tube attached to her stomach. Gabor then caught pneumonia but recovered quickly. Well, what's she hanging on to? There's not much going on there anymore. Von Anhalt said he plans to celebrate with his wife at home this weekend and then celebrate even more once she finally has left this earth, because there's going to be a lot of money left. I mean, Zsa Zsa was rolling in the dough, and he's going to be when finally she has left.
She got all the
money.
But think about it. Back in those days, you like made like $400 for a TV episode, not like...
Well, that's
know,
true, but through Green royalties, Acres. Though, she's still raking in the dough from Green Acres.
Yeah, $17.
No, that was Eva. That was Eva.
Yeah.
That was Eva Gabor?
Oh.
I thought it was her.
Aren't they the same person?
No, they weren't the same person, K-Man. I mean, that's a theory that we could hold on to, but I think I'll get rid of that theory as of right now. All right, second of the double header of hard-hitting news. Hard-hitting news, Dateline. Skip Bayless is a moron. JS Online, AJ Hawk flips off his team, actually. It was an inside joke. It was an inside joke on the outside at Lambeau Field. Hawk gets $10,000 fine for flipping the bird. So what do we think about this? Is flipping the bird an offense that should be paid back by?
Do you have the bird is the word ready to queue up to play in the background?
No, that would have been like more of the old days for Conversation Digest. We can queue it up, though. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I first saw the story earlier this week.
Well, I was thinking that when I watched the game, I was at my parents' house, and I did a double take when I'm watching this game, and there's no swearing and nothing really all that controversial. And then I see AJ flying off the bird.
Why isn't that playing through this? Oh, because it's not on.
Get a hold of the IT guy, would you? Unbelievable, K-Man. This truly is an homage to our old stupid days, as opposed to our new, even more stupid days. Hawk has a $10,000 fine he has a $5,000 uniform violation. And $10,000 for flipping the bird. What's the...
If it's a uniform violation, shouldn't everybody get it uniformly?
Well, you'd think so, especially for those ugly... a league source confirmed fines for both players, plus a fine for... Oh, Clay Matthews. Plus Tremont Williams for a uniform violation. Hawk apologized for his action. Said he hoped he wouldn't be fined, but the gesture was so widely reported that it would have been a long shot for the NFL to forgive him. Hawk said that the gesture, which was aimed at the Packers bench after he made a sack, was an inside joke among teammates. He didn't reveal what the joke was about, yada, yada, yada. Players generally receive notice of their fines during the middle of the week, and the league does not report them to the media until Friday. Matthews was fined $5,000 for wearing yellow shoes in the Rams game, which were not the standard garb for the team's 1929 throwback uniforms. Williams also wore the yellow shoes. Well, they didn't wear regular helmets back then either, so isn't that a dysfunction of the uniform? Violation? Perpetuation of the...
Let's get the leather helmets back.
Sanitation? Those are really bad retro uniforms, don't we think? I think what they ought to do is go back to the 1960s uniform that they wore back then, because there is a distinct difference between the 1960s Green Bay Packer G helmet with uniform and the one they're wearing now. There's a huge difference.
However, I did at least like that this time the coaches got into it, and you know McCarthy had the Acme Packers.
Yeah, I would like that sweatshirt.
I actually want one of
so
that.
So do I, actually.
That, what he was wearing on the sidelines was much cooler than the actual uniforms in the players had.
And actually, if you remember, after the NFC Championship game, I think McCarthy was wearing an old throwback jacket, wasn't he? K-Man, can we find out? Can you go to Wikipedia?
He bought it from the same place that the Coyote gets all his.
Yes, K-Man. You know, we have to take it there, don't we? K-Man, I'm going to buy a rocket from Acme and I'm going to throw it at your face.
Well, it would backfire and just destroy you.
Yeah, and I'd fall off a cliff that doesn't even exist.
You see, when I was a kid, I actually had, you know, those little pop cap guns? With
yeah.
The little reels, those little red reels that you could pop. I had some from Acme back when I was like Ooh. 5 or 6. I remember that.
Nice.
Well, I just ordered some new microphones from Acme. This one kind of stinks. I have no idea. It smells like a smoker. Bowman, you keep on wanting to say something. I see you leaning forward. What's going on, sir?
Well, I was only going to do the typical... Dun, 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 dun,
Well, here's Skip Bayless. I think he's on ESPN or something like that. And this is what Skip said about AJ Hawk and the flipping of the bird. Well, that's not what he said. That's a commercial.
I can
cue that down if you would, please. We'll let that play through. Apparently, you can't watch any video online without some stupid deodorant commercial airing first. Although this is Dr. Pepper 10, actually. Well, the can is great. I like the can. The commercial's ridiculous. It's like an action action flick. Here we are, Skip Bayless, being an idiot.
What does the commission do? Well, you just said wrist slap?
Yeah.
I'm going way beyond wrist slap.
Are you?
I'm going to one game suspension here.
For that.
I didn't think what he did was funny.
We all know what kind of politics this guy subscribes to.
Some inside
what does this
team
guy look
joke.
Like?
He displayed made fun his of middle finger as a for kid. All the
you,
NFL
you know, looking at him,
see.
I bet you he doesn't
talk,
think a whole lot is funny.
The show, us, we have right here. New sheriff in town,
on this program,
Roger
he normally takes the hard
so
line, and then he blasts all the athletes.
His,
the other commentators are.
Well, here's
are
an idea.
Give him a wedgie.
Players in the last
yeah, I bet
years?
This guy got swirlies and wedgies, and that's why he's making such an argument against AJ
Give him a wedgie
Hawk.
While he's getting a swirly.
Does he understand the foul, vulgar language that goes on in the football field? Does he know what happens in those pylons, what they're grabbing and punching and scratching and kicking? And there's nothing pleasant about a football field.
Or he needs to go to the Dr. Rent blog post from earlier this week. The Eat Bleep and Bleep You. Eat Bleep, Bleep You is the title of the blog post.
That's a one-game suspension, Dr. Rent.
Yeah, but when 20,000 people in the stands are doing it.
Yeah. I think Skip Bayless needs to understand that, A, he's a moron, and B, if I ever see him, I'm going to give him the same gesture that AJ Hawk gave the sidelines of the Packers. The camera, you can't. There's no privacy for these players in the field, no matter what they do. Why am I arguing for their privacy on the field? It's a national spectator sport. It's like they need more privacy while they're on the 50-yard line. You know,
great. We're going back to radio.
Yeah. That's the beauty. I mean, you're only going to hear us swear. You can't see us swear on the radio. You know, so think about it, K-Man.
Oh, there's no cameras.
That's right. Unless we ever wanted to have a podcast, which we had thought about.
That know, wouldn't be so. Called a podcast.
But you would be called a huge nerd.
No, that'd be called streaming video.
Listen, you stooge. Keep your mouth shut. Okay, remember, this is the anniversary special of WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest. 25 minutes after the hour, we're going to catch up with Dr. Ren's current events in just a bit here, where I will officially destroy the K-Man. No offense, K-Man.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to have more on the Moron. History. See, we are going back to the old days. I mean, maybe I missed the old mean days of conversation. I became more sensitive and more heartfelt a couple years ago on Conversation Digest. So,
and then one day they left without him.
Yeah. Did I say something wrong?
You said heartfelt.
What's wrong with that?
You are anything but.
Oh, I'm compassionate, loving, and caring. There was a Care Bear named after me, Condition Bear. Don't you remember that?
It's like Depresso Bear.
K-Man Sloth was the villain. What are you laughing at, you bald stooge?
Bear?
Do you remember when he used to be on the air and I'd call him a bald stooge? Remember those old days?
I remember at some point that he basically had like the last half hour of the show to himself. You would like lock him in the closet.
I'd bail.
Everybody would leave and he would have like that last half
I'd
hour.
I'd have nothing to say. I was in such a bad mood. I'd just bail on him. Was that when I was in college? I was so depressed because I hated college, wasn't it? I think that had to have been what was going on. Now I'm just poor and miserable. Back then.
Excuse you.
No better way to get dead air than that. So, all right. Well, right now on Conversation Digest, let's just do this. We'll roll our sleeves up and we'll play a feature that you've grown accustomed to over the last year or so. The I don't give a crap moment of the week on Conversation Digest. The I don't give a crap moment of the week, Francisco Costa, the Duchess of Cambridge's very Calvin Klein. And very attractive, I might add. But odds are, not much of her is real. As award seasons get going, Lisa Armstrong talks to Calvin Klein's Francisco Costa about dressing the stars. And at this point, despite the fact, Lisa Armstrong, that you are very attractive, and probably would date me if I wasn't already taken, we don't give a crap. Because honestly, what does it matter? The world of fashion, I don't give a crap. And that was the first part of the doubleheader the double-headed dragon on this anniversary special of the We Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week. The other part of We Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week, actually, somewhere along the lines, I forgot to copy and paste it. What was that one about, K-Man? Did I ever tell you what I was going to talk about? I know what it is.
No, you never tell me.
Oh, I know. Okay, cute so on that.
We can't coordinate.
Well, no, I have
ever.
A cute on that. So right now on Conversation Digest, the second portion of the We Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week. And I've got some ambience. Got
but
some ambience.
You turn off that other music then.
Why don't you shut up?
Oh, no.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl.
Kind of a catchy tune. CNBC, who I'm not a fan of, but what are you going to do? Tattooed Barbie sparks controversy, media frenzy. It's time to cut the Barbie outrage. Or, I'm sorry, Q. Let's face it, Barbie likes buzz, and she's gotten herself into another media frenzy just in time for the holidays. Well, yeah, so, I mean, she's got something in common with Lindsay Lohan. What's the point? Frankly, Mattel and
she consumer... got a tramp stamp?
No, K-Man, I don't know where she got it, because I don't give a crap. Why are we speculating about where she got her tattoo? We don't give a crap, K-Man. I'll let you read the article after the show, how about
no,
that?
No, I've seen as much as I want.
I mean, we already knew that Barbie is getting a little bit too wild, and let's just face it, Ken ain't the only man in her life. Hasn't been for a long time. Ken can't give up on Barbie, but she's out there playing the wild girl party style lifestyle, getting tattoos, and I don't care, because she's fake. She is a doll, people. Why are you obsessed with a thing of plastic that isn't real? We figured that no woman is built like Barbie. It just isn't possible.
Of course, one of my top five Super Bowl commercials of all time was the Nissan commercial with, like, the Indiana Jones-looking dude gets the Model 240ZX and drives it to the living room and, you know, picks up Barbie, and she goes from housewife to, you know, Barbie, and you got Ken, you know, kind of crying in the dream house as he takes her away in the Nissan 240ZX.
Well, who's the new guy?
It was like an Indiana Jones.
Oh, so it wasn't a real doll.
Yeah, it was like a...
Oh, a real doll,
like,
wouldn't be.
Action figure.
Well, that was a good... I remember that distinctly. That was a good commercial. All right, that's what we don't care about. It's the I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week. In just a moment here, flashback to our history on Conversation Digest. And once again, 715-842-8900. Before we go any further, you are listening to WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio, Anniversary Special, 4 years... This is our extravaganza. We've been on the air for 4 long, grueling, bodaciously ridiculous years whereby I've gotten angry. I've yelled. I've cried. I've screamed. I've laughed. I've never cried. I've never cried on the air.
You haven't ripped any paper up on the air.
No, but I remember times where I was so overly medicated because I would be sick. I had the flu. Usually when K-Man and I have done the cold and flu episode each year, one of us is sick. Last year, I think it was my turn.
No, didn't we both? And then we just kind of jammed up on... cold meds, maybe a little bit too much.
I don't think we jammed up, sir. It wasn't like a rave. We just took cold meds, and I don't handle meds very well. I get all sedated.
In other words, you take them too well.
Probably. I double the dosage, and I cut the water dosage in half. So, all right, so that's right now on Conversation Digest, a flash from the past. And, you know, if this is a feature that perhaps you would like us to think about bringing back, even though it's a lot of work... That was one of the reasons...
Oh, work.
Well, we scoff at that word, don't we, K-Man? That was one of the reasons why we got away from this particular feature, just because, especially in the past year...
Yeah, writing things down and speaking it into a microphone. Oh, jeez.
Well, your reading skills, I hope, have come a long way since this particular feature.
No, they're still as bad as usual.
All right. Right now on Conversation Digest, fractional history.
Should I play that one?
Well, I've got it ready.
No, you don't.
I'm rendering you worthless. All right,
I'll
I guess you have to play it. Okay. Gosh dang it. Right now on Conversation Digest, fractional history.
Christopher Columbus was born in the middle of a rainstorm in 1440 at 40 degrees north latitude and 28 degrees south-southwest longitude. Young Columbus, or Teeny Shipwreck, as his parents like to call him, discovered a rain puddle with a small clump of mud and grass in the middle of it at the age of 2. Columbus would buy 3 ships for the price of 2 at a Portuguese discount store, and then seduced both Queen Elizabeth and King Ferdinand on all 3 of his love boats. The three ships were armed with torpedoes, and Columbus would subsequently sink all three of them by accident during a 4th of July celebration. Fed up with the seller's market and the 29th century European real estate industry, Columbus decided to attach one dolphin, four whales, and 38 husky dogs with scuba gear to the hull of the fishing schooner. This unexpected crew made their way to what is now known as present-day Columbus, Ohio. Upon discovering his aptitude at teaching orcas not to be killer whales, he decided to harness their new friends to yet another ship. This time, Columbus wanted to live out his dream as a discoverer. He would discover new recipes and show everyone how much Teeny Shiprut knew. America had its new president, and the baking industry now had its Nina Pinta Santa Maria corned beef hash. Columbus formed a comedy trio with Magellan, Ponce de Leon, and Leif Erikson. Each show was performed on the poop deck of some random ship, and eventually, Columbus would die of a heart attack, resulting from laughing too hard. In addition, the coroner revealed that Columbus had lived his 48 years with no liver, kidneys, or gallbladder. Apparently, Teeny Shipwreck sustained life without any of these organs. This led to the discovery of the transplant. This was Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.
Once upon a time, that was each and every week at this time. Actually, I think it was 12 after the hour. Fractional History, 715-842-8900 for a verbal contribution. And we've got a whole slew of people listening. Tons of cast of hundreds, if not a dozen or 5,000. You be the decision maker.
Decision maker.
Yeah. So WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest. We've got Dr. Rent in-house as well as Michael E. Bauman. And Nathan Kinuspe, also known as...
Oh. Where'd this come along at?
The K-Man. All right, well, that goes back to yesteryear. So we're having an anniversary special, hitting up on some of the stuff that we used to do. And back when Conversation Digest, we'll give you a brief history for 5 minutes, and then we'll go on to Dr. Ren's current events. And then after Dr. Ren's current events, we'll go back into the brief history of Conversation Digest for the next hour.
So we're going to bore people.
Well, then it's not that brief, is it?
No, it's not. But it is an anniversary special.
So brief and, history. You started with diapers, and you went up to the pull-ups, and then you know.
Well, I will just, before we go to Dr. Ren's current events, how did Conversation Digest start? Now, if you're a fan, you care. If you're not a fan, you don't give a rat's rear end. You know, Conversation Digest is a show that began back in 99. What's that, Bowman?
I
saw you raise your hand. Go ahead, speak, sir.
Contributing history to all this.
Well, do you know about the early onset of Conversation Digest and its miserable failures?
Are we talking about now yet?
We're talking about 11 years ago when I first started the show.
Not here.
No, it was at some broadcast facility that the gentleman to my left is actually thinking about going to. Ugh. It's a lot of money
just
for the crap.
Just give me the money, otherwise
so, well,
you just
no,
put it,
do,
throw
do
it down
your
the drain.
Backstory.
So
do
I can teach you everything you need to know about being on the air. I've been on real radio before, so... So when
but you got fired, buddy.
So the show started at a radio broadcast institute.
Shun.
Yeah. At that time they said it was the first radio talk show they'd ever done there in the school, and I'm like, I don't think that was true.
And now it's their last.
But I might have been the first one to be kicked off the air. And this is back in 99, and pretty much what it was crazy antics. K-Man, you once listened to that show. It was the youthful exuberance of someone that still had hope in life. That's what it sounded like. I was excited. I spoke too fast. I stuttered and stammered more than I do now even. I had hope. I had dreams back then. I was alive. Testosterone levels were crazy. Now I am a...
Now your estrogen levels are skyrocketing?
No, I'm a shadow of my former self, sir. I've heard too many of these commercials about how, well, do you feel like there's nothing left in life and pretty much you just want to give up? I'm like, yes and yes. Why am I even listening to this? I don't have any zest for life anymore. But the long and short of it is that Conversation Digest had about a 10-year gap. And Michael E. Bauman and I started doing the show again. But actually, that wasn't Conversation Digest. We were broadcasting in some Stevens Point College that I will not mention the name of. Man, that was $40,000 down the drain.
We
referred tell you.
To that show was Airwave. They don't have the copyright. We do. Airwave Congestion. Oh. We did about a half hour every Wednesday.
There was we had an hour until they cut it in half.
Well, no, there's a slow evolution.
Now a lot of those people
it was a half hour for a long.
A lot of those people time. That cut that show in half. What's that?
It was a half hour for maybe 6-8 months, and then.
Well, you really are going
over,
back to the
over the
days.
Summer, you weren't there, but then when you came back, you were an hour for about 4 or 5 shows, and then down to a half hour, and then you said, screw this.
And a lot of those people that cut my show in half, well, it was our show. Ooh, that was part of the problem in the first place.
Was
my ego.
I mean, as we came here, if I can give my side of the story before we shoot off
well,
to
first
Dr.
I have
Rent.
A quick joke. Most of those sure. people that decided to cut our show in half are now... Occupy Wall Street protesters, but go ahead.
Yeah,
Dr. Rent's current events coming up in about a minute.
What slowly happened is as WNRB LP came back on board after a year of darkness.
Well, back then it was just WNRB.
This is true. We came here and I had,
I just touched the trash can.
I had secured a spot here at the station, and then as I found. Some volunteer work at this campus station. I kind of
what campus
didn't
station?
Have my hands all over this show, and so I let the condition, as he's known now, form the format of the show without any regard for what was going to be on.
Wait a what? Minute, you lost me when you said it was a campus station. This is not.
Well, I do know that there was a show when WNRB was still at NTC. Called Conversation Digest, and somehow he managed to land Mayor Tipple as a guest.
What Conversation Digest?
No, that was that's forum. It was called Tact Remembered.
Okay, Well, right now on Conversation Digest, without further ado, we'll do the history of Conversation Digest. It's brilliant in its exuberance, but we'll do Dr. N's current events right now on Conversation Digest. WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. I'm gonna kill you, K-Man.
We're recording that. That's evidence.
Sure. There ain't no life insurance policy where I'm a beneficiary of you being out of the picture, so.
And like I said, this should hopefully be an easy one. When we pre-took the test, Mrs. Rent scored 8 right answers and 2 half points.
Well, check up on a scoreless game now.
And tell you what, I wasn't expecting a third, but what will happen is if...
You
they
miss.
Spare
tire.
If one misses and one can't get the steal, we'll let you have sloppy thirds.
That's what I'm used to. That's what I'm used to.
So, who's getting the opening volley?
Go ahead, K-Man. The loser gets first.
Okay.
No offense, K-Man.
In the local category, currently 3 local communities are searching... For municipal administrators, name one of those 3 communities that is currently looking for an administrator.
Washington, D.C.
3 local.
K-Man doesn't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to...
Oh, gosh.
The moon.
What? I'm not... I don't know.
Steel. Just take a guess, you moron. No offense. Okay, I'm going to say Cronenwetter.
Cronenwetter is, in fact, 1.
Can I get bonus points for guessing the other
2?
Well,
first we have to get the steal.
Okay.
Or we have to get the bonus follow-up.
All right.
Can you name who the outgoing administrator from Cronenwetter was?
Jacqueline Cornwallis. I have no idea.
Blaine Oborn. He took a job as Rhinelander's administrator.
Well, that's a step off.
So now your question. I had said there was 3. That's 1. Name another one.
Is it my question now?
Yep. Both of you had the same question. Name one. Of course, not the same one.
I'm going to say Rothschild.
That is incorrect. Would you like to try to steal?
Weston?
Weston is correct.
You're a tool, K-Man.
And can you name who the outgoing village administrator was for Weston?
I should know this, as I read it in a blog entry. and
of mine. Yeah, I blogged about it.
I don't know.
You don't know. Do you know?
Meriwether Halloway.
Do you know? Outgoing village administrator for Weston?
Tony Shiadek.
What a stupid... Why would you make that a name up, for crying out loud?
However...
Was that real? Was that right?
That is a real name, but not the right answer.
You're an idiot.
However, just out of curiosity, I had said there was three. They gave me one. They gave me one. Do you know the third?
Meryl
is correct.
I'm not going to go there, okay, man.
And who is the outgoing administrator for Meryl?
That was Tony Shiadek. Yeah.
Is he now winning? Well, leave it to a bald stooge to steal all the answers and kill me and Dr. Ren's current events.
Okay, so are we ready for the state level?
Oh, I'm very ready.
Who's taking it first?
I'll go.
Okay, K-Man will take it first.
Well, that's you giving up.
This week, the Wisconsin legislature is having a special session on jobs. As part of that special session, they have ended a hunting rule. What rule came to an end?
Does it have to do with semi-automatic weapons?
It does not.
You can't answer a question by asking a question. What is wrong with you, K-Man?
I don't know.
Do you know what hunting rule was ended in the jobs session?
Squirrels are too small for saddles. I have no idea.
Then you make fun of me.
Change in length of hunter safety.
Well, how ridiculous.
The Earn a Buck program is gone. Earn a Buck is gone.
Oh, now it's like earn a 75 cents because of inflation.
So the bonus follow-up on that, the Earn a Buck program was where you had to shoot a doe before you could shoot a buck. What medical condition prompted that rule to be made?
Oh, it's a chronic wasting disease?
Oh, that was going to be pregnancy. Chronic wasting disease?
Okay. Nope. So, don't worry. You're at this. Do we have the stripper music? Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Here in Wisconsin, a new law goes into effect November 1st. What law?
On the anniversary special. November 1st?
November 1st.
In Wisconsin.
Correct.
Because this is a statewide question of Dr. Ren's current events. November 1st. Oh, gosh. I have no idea, and I think I read this.
Do you want to go for the steal?
Is it concealed firearms?
Concealed carry goes into effect November 1st.
Ugh.
Guess who was talking about before the show?
Once this law... And now the bonus follow-up you get. Once this law goes into effect in Wisconsin, how many states will allow concealed carry?
Two.
Okay, now you can steal the bonus follow-up.
Five.
18.
49.
Ugh.
Well then.
Ugh, I lost. Okay. Well, what state is it that doesn't allow it?
I counted Puerto Rico.
Is it Hawaii?
Illinois.
Oh, it makes sense.
Illinois will be the last holdout.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, they won't get Illinois.
So.
Controlled by, well, calm down, condition.
Since it is right now 3-2-1.
Ugh.
So we will give you your question first, see if you can save yourself a little bit here.
All right. Can I win still? Or is it out of reach?
No, it's still, because if you get this question and the next one, that brings you in a tie for the lead. And, of course, if you steal something, now you might be, you know. Give me the name of the African dictator that was killed this week.
African? Is that where Libya's at? I'm going to say, I don't know. The only dictator I know that died this week is Muammar Gaddafi.
Ding, 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 ding. And yes, Libya is in Africa.
Well, I wasn't aware. When did that change?
Where did you think it was?
I thought it was in the Middle East.
And the bonus follow-up on that, how many years had he been in power?
Oh, gosh. Does that have to be exact?
Within 3.
27.
Would you like to try to steal?
Gosh dang it! I lost so that one again. K-Man, you're an idiot. Sorry.
Well, calm down there.
That's my reflex.
Somewhere around 40, 42.
On the nose. On the nose. 42 years.
How old was he?
He was like 80 or so, or 70, something like that.
He wasn't 80.
And all this time, he had never made it above colonel.
Yeah, what a loser.
Now, your final question. Name the Apple co-founder who died recently.
Oh, geez.
Let me think. Oh, jeez. Oh.
He sleeps with a picture of this guy.
It wasn't Bill Gates. Steve Jobs.
Okay, and then for the bonus follow-up for the Beyond the Kill, the Massacre, name the other Apple
Steve
co-founder.
Steve Wozniak.
Shut up, K-Man. You know, K-Man's a survivor of cancer.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Shouldn't have said that on the air. I'm
the
sorry,
final
K-Man.
Score.
That's something to be proud of.
The
sir.
Final score is 6-2-2.
I won! Woo!
However, I will give these guys a bonus question, and if either one can answer it, they'll automatically win.
Wow. K-Man.
And I fought so hard to win.
Apple originally had 3 founders. Because remember, when I do Dr. Rent's current events, I actually research to make sure I'm giving. That's how we got the whole time zone thing. I actually researched it. Well, in doing the research, it turns out Apple actually had 3 co-founders. Who was the third guy?
Zuckerberg.
He wasn't born yet.
Any idea?
Macintosh.
I just read the Time articles about him. All I know is he left after like 3.5 weeks.
What a stooge. Where's he at now? Is he like that guy left the Beatles right before they got famous? I'm just going to say, you know, maybe Bill Gates had some weird role in it.
Well, he lent about $150 million in the 90s to recharge Apple, but it was not Bill Gates.
The guy's name was by a guy by the name of Ron Wayne. And yeah, he kind of came in late. He was a kind of a technical guy.
Working in retail now.
Jobs and Wozniak were having kind of a fight over something, and he did a good job at mediating it. And they said, "Hey, you should be part owner." And then a couple of weeks after Apple started officially, you know, he's like, "You know what? This is going to be a successful company, but it's going to be a roller coaster, and I'm not into roller coasters. So, you know, I don't want the chance of losing money on this. So here, you know." Buy me out, and they bought his 10%.
Oh, wow. What's he doing now?
I don't know, but on the article, it said that had he kept, his 10% would have been worth $35 billion, with a B, had he stayed.
Oh, gosh. It's like anyone that's left Conversation Digest. What would they have now? On this anniversary special, still, they would still have my respect.
So
burn! That's worth $35 billion.
Surprising.
However, let's see. The total combined score was
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You can at least be proud of yourselves. You did outscore Mrs. Rent.
Not me.
Combined.
All combined.
If you add up all 3 of you.
You know, all I know is I don't read very much, and I guess if I did, it might help me win Dr. Rent's current events.
Plus, knowing that Libya and Africa would have been...
Yeah.
Of course, you still got it right, but still it would have been an answer instead of a guess.
Libya's in Africa?
You didn't know it either, K-Man.
Did
you? That's why there's some pizza company, Libyan African Pizza, because you like pizza, and that's how you.
You're
knew.
Really trying for this one.
Yeah. So what are we? Okay. So we're on an anniversary special. We'll just wrap up the hour with a discussion on Conversation Digest. Yeah, it's boring, but you know what? That's a you problem. See, now that's an old thing that I used to say on Conversation Digest years
Ooh.
Ago. Remember when I used to say that, Ballman?
With some great frequency.
Pick it up, high energy. You gotta amp it up a little bit here, sir. So Conversation Digest starts back in 99, and then I give it up for 10 years because I'm working at miserable jobs. What changes? That doesn't, I guess. So then, we get back in the air after it came over to the Wasa.
10 years.
Yeah. Well, how old do you think I am?
You said 10 years.
It had a 10-year hiatus.
Well, something that the condition always used to say at the beginning of the show that he must be in his early 20s because what else could he be, right?
Okay,
something like that.
Right.
At the beginning
rampant
of the show,
lying about ages.
Okay, the show was 7-year hiatus, and we're back stronger than ever. Zero times zero is zero. So, but the Alliance... Oh, my gosh. I just started reading this article about the Occupy Wall Street thing, and I'm starting to talk about Conversation Digest.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. I'm so bored with what I'm saying, I'm reading an article ahead of time so I can try to know what I'm going to talk about next.
So it is like the old Conversation Digest.
Yeah.
We can just read from Wikipedia the entire time.
I'll get back to the story, but a couple of weeks ago we had a guest in here that is trying to help us with a certain computer issue, and his fiance came in with him. And so this is the first time she's ever been in the studio, right?
Sure.
So she had never been in a radio studio, to my knowledge. And I look over, and God bless her, what's she doing? She's not listening to Conversation Digest. She's listening to her iPod. And it was one of the most amazing moments that I had seen in the studio in quite some time. Yeah, we don't worry about that crap anymore. So at any rate, so Conversation Digest comes back in the air. Michael Bowman and I do a little brief stint at some stupid college, and they cut our show in half. I'm disgruntled. I leave. I'm not on the air for another year after that. Michael E. Bowman gets a show on WNRB when it's over the tech. That's no longer on there. They come over here, and then I think you were on here how long? For your anniversary special. That's why we're doing this, and it needs to be done.
No. I started on Memorial Day 2005.
Oh, geez.
And then we got dead August of 2006. And then... it was about a year later, after several volunteer meetings, that this station came back to existence, and we didn't have a Conversation Digest till October 19th of 2007.
Well, then what was all that drivel before?
What do you mean, the 13 to 15 months?
I don't care about the hiatus. What do I care? No offense. I'm just joking. I'm just trying to be I used to be more mean on this program.
bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Shut up. Okay, so then we've been on the air for about 4 years. Dr. Wren, you've made several appearances. What's the worst show you can remember us ever doing? Tonight's?
Well, not us. The K-Man the K-Man doing Conversation Digest all by himself are epic. And if there's any recorded evidence...
There is.
Oh, yeah, I got them both recorded.
I wish we could get a brief moment on Conversation Digest tonight.
Because the Even Dr. Wren show was 1 hour of just me. No musical interludes, no nothing. And, you know, people think, well, gee, if Dr. Wren can do a show by himself, so can I.
A trained chimp could do it. K-Man, let's find a gold moment from the K-Man Destroys Conversation Digest.
Okay.
Didn't I at one point say, do not call it Conversation Digest when you're doing it by yourself?
Okay, I got part of it. Ready?
All right, here we go with the golden moment from the history of Conversation Digest. K-Man by himself. Oh, jeez, you couldn't have started off worse.
No, I. This is not actually from it, but the live stream wasn't up, so I called the person that was in charge of it, and I just played the 12-minute version of the song while I was on the phone.
Wait a minute. Where's you talking?
Oh, this is just YouTube right now.
What? No, what are you doing? I don't want YouTube.
It's part of a story.
That's apparently it was so bad that he just basically found a 12-minute song and then just did other stuff and came back later.
YouTube never hosted this show instead of me. Oh, jeez. Someone got the wrong number. Michael Bowman, would you like to grab that, please?
Answer the phone.
This is WNRB LP 93.3.
And so... when you were on the air by yourself, I mean, you...
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the praises.
Oh, it's an actual listener?
No, it's my mom, probably.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's Ken McVeigh, complimenting our show on the anniversary edition. Ken is a host of a show 4 to 6, is that right, Ken? Yes, Ken and I have been trying to get together where we can do some cross-promotion work. The scheduling just hasn't worked out yet, but anything you'd like to tell our listeners here, Ken?
Well, you can put them on the air if you want. That doesn't work, Bowman. Well, hey, Ken, can you hear me?
Sounds excellent. Can you hear the condition?
Hello? Well, one day we're going to get this whole thing straight out where we can put phone callers on the air.
Как меня слушать, прием?
Merrill? Merrill? Yeah. Yeah, well, a few of us, you know, do come from there, Ken.
So. All right, well, that conversation is elsewhere in the room, but who's out there?
Not me.
All right, thank you, Ken.
Tell him I say hi.
Have a good night. Yeah, our fellow WNRBLP volunteer, Ken McVeigh, with many praises for Conversation Digest.
Does he like my politics? What is this, K-Man?
I'm trying to find that episode.
Is that playing on the air right now?
Very quietly.
You know, the worst part of this show is that we've had much worse shows than this show, and this show's not that good. But it's all about conversation. We don't do talk radio. See, that's the golden secret about this show. It's not talk radio. It's conversation radio. Am I right?
What?
Because, see, you're an idiot, and that's how you really do conversation. You don't pay attention to half the stuff. But maybe we've hit onto something. But, I mean, there's no making a living here. And this is all done
it's for... It's a living.
Well, no, it's not, K-Man. We don't get paid for this.
It's like the
yeah, animals the animals from Flintstones. Oh, gosh.
Like you don't know how many times in the last month as I've looked forward to coming on this evening that I've thought of that.
It's a living.
I remember one of the earliest troubles we had in Conversation Digest, inside jokes. Things that nobody else would know about but us. And it was a very instinctive and really not intentional thing to do.
Okay.
Hold on a moment here.
Okay.
You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Okay. Golden moment from yesterday.
I'm just picking a random spot.
And I'm speaking, okay, figuratively speaking, from yesterday. It was from the golden archives of Conversation Digest, dug up by Roto-Rooter. And here it is on your airwaves. If ever you wondered where we've been and how we used to be, here's the K-Man broadcasting by himself.
I think you're on the phone and I put you on the air.
Okay, did I show you up?
Probably.
All right, 715-842-8900. Someone's on the phone right now.
This is from November 6th, 2009.
Maybe not.
Say that one more time.
What is going on in the studio? Is there a battle between good and evil?
No, there is a battle between technology and computers.
Common sense? Oh. Well, I think the Ziffelman maybe possibly on accident pulled the cord all last week with his foot.
Oh, but you do forget that I had to turn the computer on when I got in here.
Okay.
Someone did something. I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
It's kind of confusing.
Well, God bless you for doing the show, and I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
That's what Michael Jackson said in that documentary he was in.
He was saying, God bless everyone, and thanks for doing the show.
And I quote, God bless you, I love you all.
Well, this is the worst show ever. Voice. Why didn't you find a soundbite without me in it?
Hey, that's a highlight. You should have heard it before you called.
Was this in 2008?
So then we got 3 years and 4 months to fix the world.
Oh, we're screwed, aren't we?
Yeah. Everybody should see that film, though, because the guy had moved.
Which film? What's it called?
You can't say that.
This is it.
I never heard of it.
Oh, well, it's one of those movies that we like to talk about on our big hit station.
Ooh. Who made you the big winner tonight?
Yeah. All right, well, I don't know what to tell you about the
I'm
going to
stop this.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You know, do they even know?
I must not have been.
I think you might have had a few to drink.
No, you can't say that. Well, I wasn't in the studio.
Yeah,
so
you were at home.
So.
You're at home slamming beers down your face.
All right. Who's in the phone?
Why you just you don't even bother?
You know, we do have people who are here doing a dance thing. Maybe they're calling their
ride multiple,
home.
Multiple lines.
Ugh. All right.
Yeah, something that Charlie Sheen would know about.
Oh, I got you. I got your drift. Well, the reason he started doing that was Conversation Digest. He couldn't get through the show any other way. So, by the way, before we go any further, we would like to thank our one underwriting sponsor. Thank you, Hmong Quality Home Care, LLC, for your sponsorship. If you would like to be an underwriting sponsor of WNRBLP, first off, it's a tax-deductible donation to get you on the air as a sponsor. If you want more information, there's always a way to go on the air. I mean, on the internet, and I'm tired. These the worst thing about these energy drinks, what do they do for me? Nothing anymore.
You're not
supposed
to do energy drinks because you get mean and angry and you start fighting.
It's true. I do get angry when I do energy drinks. So what, I mean, how can, what is the best way to find out about underwriting for WNRBLP?
Call the station manager.
Ugh.
Call us right now.
715-842-8900, studio line. We're willing and eager to give you all the information that you need to know about underwriting for this wonderful little radio station. You know, it's Wausau's only community radio station.
Because, I mean, you've heard that, you know, most of the hosts here enjoy an adult beverage. So if you, you know, maybe own a establishment that sells adult beverages, we would be a very good show to say, you know,
This is Party Central. Friday night, this is the place to be. I remember one of the most brilliant questions.
Gateway to the Weekend.
Yeah, Gateway to the Weekend, and then Party Central. Wasn't it your wife that said, why
extravaganza.
Are
extravaganza.
Yep, that was one of my favorite moments. The first time Mrs. Rent had ever heard the show, she was like, well, why is it more of it's Friday night? Why isn't it a music show? It should be a party. I'm like, you can go to any radio station on a dial and get that Friday night music mix. As a matter of fact, after this show, you can get the K-Man's music mix. So But the fact of the matter is, from 7 o'clock till 9, that stuck in the dorm room because they got no money, stoned.
Can't get a girlfriend at all.
They're ours.
Yeah. It's true. We are the. Remember one of the catchphrases we used to have is, we are the show that captures the imagination of the deep, dark pocket of society. Of course, a lot of those people have gone on for lives of criminality. But
criminality?
You know, that's what they should do. They should pipe Conversation Digest into the Marathon County Jail. What better way to give people motivation to get out? Oh, yeah. It's Friday night.
We'd be
targets. You either
then.
Need to stop doing crime, or we're going to subject you to this show on a regular basis.
In that case, I might actually believe in rehabilitation. There's some jerks that are behind bars that probably would like Conversation Digest.
And then they drill their ears out.
Well, or in, K-Man.
Melon baller.
I would say if those convicts were released, it's a good thing the Hmong Association, where we are housed, is a secure facility on Friday evenings.
Well, within reason. I mean, I'm just going back to the classic moment of tonight with the I don't give a crap moment of the week. That lady, she's very Calvin Klein. And then, of course, I said that she would date me, but I'm already taken.
Oh.
Well, do you think it's true, K-Man? I could get her.
You're taken?
Well, Leah.
Ah, yes.
I mean, for the most part, we're still together. If she's listening to the show, we aren't anymore. But quick update on a poll that I never read to you in the first place. It should have been part of the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. Do you think the protesters are right to occupy the square outside the St. Paul's Cathedral? Not going to get into it. But this was a church, by the way, that hasn't been closed since the Blitzkrieg back in 40.
What'd you do?
Okay, hold on a moment here. Last time St. Paul's closed for a significant period was 4 days in September 1940 when an unexploded bomb was found near the Southwest Tower. And now the Occupy Wall Street people are by St. Paul's Cathedral. Anyone know where that's at, by the way?
I know it's in London, so they've got to be, like, really lost.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's Occupy Scotland Yard, you know? What is this global movement? I can't even get into it because I'm just going to get angry. Can I tell a story real quick, though?
Oh.
I was at a family get-together for Leah's family.
We need to give her a radio name.
Well, we could. What could we call her? I'd call her the Tyrant at work.
Probably not L-Dog.
No, L-Dog wouldn't be good. Bowman?
She's going to hate anything we come up with.
Let's see.
Don't say that name then.
Melons?
Oh, yeah, that's awful. At any rate,
kind of a play on your other
so,
pet name.
Yeah, so Leah, so we're at this family get together, and she's like, "Condition, don't talk about politics. You always talk about politics. No one wants to hear about politics." She doesn't sound like that. She sounds more. She sounds less feminine than that. Just kidding. So then, just joking, Leah. You're a wonderful human being.
Yeah, because if she's not listening to tonight, she might be listening to in the replay of the show that.
I don't know if she's ever listened to the archived episodes, which are...
No, she stays away from those.
FamousAshtray.com for archived episodes. WNRBLP.org will make the official announcement right on the air.
Okay.
Maybe it's a brand new website for WNRBLP. I think some of our hosts have already been announcing. I don't even know how they found out about it. Brand new website, WNRBLP.org. get the live stream and a lot of other good stuff on there. So at any rate, so I'm at this family get-together last week for Leah. It's her grandmother's birthday. For respect of her grandmother, I won't say how old she is. Let's just say, you know.
Pre-Zsa Zsa or post-Zsa Zsa?
Well, pre.
Pre-Zsa Zsa.
She's still looking, you know. I mean, Zsa Zsa's just ragged. So at any rate, so we're there, and then I'm in the facilities because I've had several beers. And
the bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom. So I hadn't talked to, well, you really are paying homage to the old days of Conversation Digest where you would just throw another word for a word that I just said.
Word.
Oh, geez, you're killing me, K-Man. So she's like, well, yeah, you're behaving, and I hadn't had that many drinks. And so I go into the bathroom, and one of her distant cousins, oh, gosh. I mean, I wouldn't have talked to this guy if he hadn't talked to me first. He'll never hear the show, so I'm not really all that worried about it. So he says to me, so, what do you think about those protests? I wanted to smack him because I'm at this family get-together. I'm not supposed to talk about politics. Don't reel me in. He doesn't know who I am at all. He has no idea what I'm capable of, which is yelling and making people angry. So all I said was, look, I'm not a fan. That's all I said. So I think he thought that I meant I'm not like a propelled device that provides cooler air in a hot room. No, I just said, look, I'm not a fan, and I said, you know, I know we've seen better days in America before, and then he says to me, yeah, you mean right before Reagan got elected?
Bam!
I almost ate him eat the urinal cake, I'll tell you that. I mean, if you know anything about the condition, I loved
house bathroom?
Ronald Reagan and Abe Lincoln, probably the two favorite presidents of the condition. I'm not making any real political statements there. I'm not telling you why I like the guys. I'm just saying. So if the guy knew me at all, he would say that we had better times before Reagan. When? During the Carter administration? But at any rate, so I didn't really get into it. I left
that
it wide open.
In America.
I was quiet. I washed my hands obsessively because
he
I
was
have
in the
a,
bathroom with
but
you.
But there was yes. drinking in the White House during the Carter administration.
Didn't Reagan drink?
Yeah, but he didn't have Billy Beer.
Well, I suppose that's why he had lust in his heart for what was the secretary?
Well, Reagan normally avoided alcohol because his father was an alcoholic.
Oh, of course, take it from the liberal to dig up dirt. You're a muckraker, sir. Well, no, it's fine. I mean, you know, I'm sure Bill Clinton's parents were probably big partiers, too. Well, Bill's still a partier. Bill would out-drink any of us. I really believe he would. You know that nice alcohol level you have? He would probably take care of that one evening. That guy is a partier.
Party. Woo-woo.
Yeah, but to me, Bill Clinton is still a disappointment. Your president.
You got to go
the,
for the hotties.
Well, yeah, the president of the United States and Monica Lewinsky.
Well, not
I mean,
that she
I mean,
was.
JFK at least had Marilyn Monroe. You
yeah,
know.
JFK.
When you're the president,
JFK
you can set
away.
The bar just at least a little bit higher.
Paula Jones wasn't that bad.
Well,
after the nose job, plus she got pummeled by Tanya Harding. Go ahead, Bowman.
I find it.
What do you have to say about this?
I find it interesting that you look at the liberal presidents, and after they leave Carter and Clinton, they continue to do things, whereas with the couple Bushes and Reagan, what did they do after they left office? They,
well,
like,
Reagan passed away.
Did you really want them to do anything after they left office?
Reagan passed away, and what did Bill Clinton do besides get $1 million per speech and move to Harlem so he can prove that he's a wonderful human being by loving all? And what is, you know, seriously, what's your point? What did Jimmy Carter do? He just nags about, blah, everybody should do
stuff.
This.
He builds stuff. He's a carpenter now.
No.
But he is also, both of these gentlemen are still highly diplomatic, and they go and talk to foreign countries, and they care about foreign relations instead of just
Where's
saying.
Where's your proof?
America is great. America is
aside
wonderful.
From your liberal
errors. Yeah, do you really want George W. speaking on our behalf
well,
to other foreign countries?
Well, hold on a moment. Bush was more liberal than he was conservative. So if you want to assign association, sir, he would be on your side, not my side. Reagan was the last conservative president we had. Take that in your pipe and smoke, you filthy. Okay, I got to calm down. I got to calm down. But I mean, the proof is in the pudding. The last conservative we had in the White House was Ronald Reagan. The Bushes weren't. They were globalists. They weren't conservative. They wanted to destroy the very fiber that was America. They wanted to do the same thing that Obama's doing, just not as severely. Your shirt is ridiculous, sir. I have no idea. I mean, the message is fine. I get it. But What's the point? Did you pay money to? Was it a good for a good cause?
Well, yes, it was a very $6 about 4 years ago. You got to consider that your co-host for the last 4 years, the one that has stayed and remained and put up with the conditions antics, had cancer, survived cancer.
Yeah, but who's for cancer? I don't support it.
No, it's about cancer prevention, research for cancer.
But what is?
Have you ever had any relatives pass away from cancer?
Well, yes, sir, I have.
Okay.
Now you feel a little
maybe
bit dead,
you know
bad,
how I
don't
feel,
you?
Because I've lost two from cancer in the last six.
No,
months.
I mean I just give them $6 and say, "Look, it's a stupid shirt. I don't want it." I mean, it's an ugly, ugly shirt. I'm not trying to be mean. Not trying to be insensitive. Just trying to get back to my roots.
Personally, one of my favorite shirts, whoever came up with this idea needs to be a millionaire, is the Save the Tatas shirts and bumper stickers. Those, I'm sorry, but whoever thought that up, that was marketing gold.
Never mind, K-Man.
I don't know. You're pointing.
I was
going to
give.
Like a,
I was going to. I was going to give the name of someone that came up with that, who obviously did not come up with that idea.
I did.
No. Well, I mean, I could say something like the guy that played Mike Brady on the Brady Bunch. He obviously didn't come up with that idea.
Why?
Didn't care about Tatas. This is going to be in the archives someday. Let's face it. You don't get that joke, K-Man? Are you that daft? What's on your shirt?
What?
Because that looks like a radio antenna.
It is.
Lies. Lies. You're on WNRBLP's Conversation Digest as the K-Man, and you're wearing a shirt that perhaps is symbolic about what you think about Conversation Digest.
Yes, because I specifically
buy. And would it be inaccurate?
Well, no, but I mean, did you wear that on purpose?
I buy shirts to combat Conversation Digest only.
Well, no. Was it by design? Because you know how paranoid...
Someone designed this. It wasn't me.
You know how paranoid I am.
It has nothing to do with radio.
I didn't mean design about... Okay, man.
It has everything to do with radio. Look at the picture.
It's probably some emo band.
You know what that reminds me...
No, it's not emo.
That reminds me of the Rocky Horror Picture Show and the picture of the radio thing.
With I don't remember that. Okay, man, do some due diligence.
What was the Proto Man band shirt?
Oh, boy. Well, little K-Man's growing up. He's not listening to Brittany anymore. Wait, I can arrange that, though, having Brittany on the air.
Okay.
Or I can just do Aqua with the Barbie song, which I used to love that song. I hate to say that. It's got that hook.
It's as annoying as you are.
If not less than you. So, yes, but the cathedral should stay open because they don't pose a real threat of health and safety danger. No, there should be no protests at all. Yes, the K-Man is an idiot. And B, we are in control. That's what it says in his emo t-shirt.
It's not...
That's one of the... Because this is the anniversary edition.
Four-year anniversary special of Conversation Digest, though it's over 10 years old.
One of the underlying themes is that when we started this show, the other two gentlemen outside of the condition... the Ziffo Man and the K-Man, I always question, who are these guys? We started the show, and Houtman, Freudian slip, the condition and I were basically the front row of chairs in front of the mics, and then you had the K-Man and the Ziffo Man behind us, and from the very first night on, I'm wondering, who the heck are these guys? And one of the things I always had
knew who I was.
I always had to wonder about the K-Man, was he emo, was he goth, or was he punk? That was one of the first questions.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Underlying
He's
questions
pathetic.
That always remained at the beginning of the program.
All right.
Well, if you can't decide if he's punk or goth, he's obviously gunk.
Well, did you ever stop and think that they were wondering about what you were? I mean, why would you have to necessarily classify the K-Man? Who says he's either a punk, a gunk, or an emo? Maybe he's none of the three, and he's
Thanks
just...
Thanks for defending me, the condition.
You're welcome, K-Man. Maybe he's just kind of down on his luck, and he's trying to represent all those who are also down on their luck by wearing black.
Well, and I think that's what the condition is saying is kind of symbolic of where the program went as I continue to be on it, is that we didn't really know what each other wanted. We didn't really know what to expect from each other. And so at that point, at one point in history... You know, we kind of diverged and we decided that we need to split paths. That was kind of
well, do you remember
where we went.
Well, K-Man, what do you want? So we still
girls?
Don't know.
Well, no, plural? I mean, well, I mean, I never really. I mean, what is the whole thing about a community radio station is that, I mean, what could you possibly want to broadcast 100,000 watts? It wouldn't be a community radio station by definition at that point. I mean, so the real want of the station, what is the want? I don't want anything. I just want to go on the air because, quite frankly, it's the only venue with which I have.
It's all you got.
It's basically, you know, you don't have to go to the psychologist if you're talking to yourself if there's a microphone in front of you.
Yeah. And honestly, we've never been booted off the air, which is great and unbelievable, actually, in some ways. We've kind of kicked it down in the controversy, but I have no real wants. I have no real wants.
Do you have any real wants?
I have a warrant.
For the K-Man's arrest?
You know, do you have any wants or warrants? So if you don't have a want, you must have a... Never mind.
I'm glad that wasn't a question of your current events.
Dated reference.
It's the way to go, apparently.
No, I mean, that's always like, well, we got to build the... Okay, I can't get into the... We got to build the waters of the state. No, you don't need to...
Ooh. What are you talking about?
I don't even know. I'm just so frustrated about things in life right now. Can you write down the information from that machine, please, so that I have that on file about what that is so I can get it?
If you want it, you can do it.
I am 10 feet away.
I'm busy.
You're probably playing a video game on your computer.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing?
Getting stuff ready.
For
the next hour and a half of Conversation Digest and then the Lullaby Explosion.
Oh, we didn't tell you it's going to be live till 9.
Oh, it is?
I don't know if I can handle that. I mean, we can keep on doing this. I mean, 715-842-8900. Verbal contribution. You know, we love you, listener. Listeners. You know, this is your station, Wassa. Did you know that, Wassa?
Huh? Yep, money back if not totally satisfied.
Well,
it's completely free.
Give them $1.50 back, but anniversary special. Now, when I say we've been on for 4 years, I'm implying that we've been on the...
We haven't been in the studio the entire time.
No, they have to go to the bathroom every now and then, and they play the 12-minute song.
Ah, yes.
Some of the most glorious moments in the history of Conversation Digest. I love the moment, and don't be angry... Where you got up and started choking the Zifflemen, and when this studio used to be divided, and this was the bullpen. I guess we can call it the bullpen, right? Is that what this was called? Where you are right now?
We called it the production room.
Oh, the production room, and then that moved across the hall. Michael E. Bowman exits the studio into the production room, and I look through the window, which used to be in between these two rooms, and Michael Bowman's on the other side choking the Zifflemen, and then he says it's an act of friendship.
Well, see, it was a little messed up. I can agree with that. You see, when I was younger, and I had more established relationships.
Listen, Hemingway, I don't need a long story about what happened.
With my friends, I would openly choke them, and then with Zifflemen, was what you call a developing friendship because you just. At that point, you still had four guys that were
turn
clamoring.
Some, this is going to turn into some
and
horrible
clashing around, trying to have airtime, and so
airtime.
All these emotions,
your
these charged emotions, caused me to walk into the production room and start choking the Zifflemen.
Your display of friendship sounds like some sort of ridiculous rendition of the way that David Carradine died.
And as small as the studio was, if you really wanted airtime, you just let one fly, shut the door, and eventually they're going to come out.
Where's that little fan that used to be in here?
What's that? Oops, down here.
No, because that's part of that... No, never mind.
That's a Conversation Digest fan.
Yeah.
It's our only one.
So.
Oh, there's two of them?
Yeah, just plug that in over there if you would, please. Getting a little bit moody here.
Ooh. Don't you always?
I used to get so moody on the air. Dr. Wren, what's your favorite Conversation Digest moment? When it ends?
Favorite moment is... I mean, there's some good moments. I mean, the Wikipedia Easter Bunny episode... was not bad. Especially when it got replayed like 3 or 4 weeks after Easter. And
do you remember the episode we did where I said, hey, K-Man, let's do a Christmas special. So all he did is because we weren't going to go in. What day was Christmas? Was it two years ago, last year?
Probably on the 25th of December.
No, you moron. What day of the week?
Which, last year?
Yeah, so I said to K-Man, what better way to do a Christmas special than to, A, have it be a rerun, not say anything about Christmas, and then just modulate the voices so that we sound like chipmunks.
Oh, the chipmunk episode.
Nobody, people didn't get the joke.
Well, I did because, if you remember, the Dr. Wren show closed. My closing song was the Chipmunks.
But I don't know but we never got any feedback. Well, that we know why you did that. I mean, you knew exactly why we did it. I thought it was brilliant, to be honest with you.
I edited in the words Christmas a couple times.
Oh, just a Christmas. What, didn't you do that? Do we get it? Can we get a quick snippet of that in there? Remember, initially, as a remembrance show, as an anniversary special, I had said to you on Google, I am in K-Man. Remember when I said, yeah, we'll play old features.
Oh, this was on December 10th.
Why did we do it 2 weeks before Christmas?
Well, considering that Thanksgiving was probably a week or two before that, it was about Christmas time.
There is no rational thought in what you just said.
There is no rational thought in the show. So
no,
it just...
that's true, I suppose. So. But advertisers, I mean, if this was a real radio station, advertisers would never want to, you know, an underwriter would, because we reach out to the deep, dark pockets of society that are their customers. So, all right, well, this is from December 10th, 2010. Is that correct, K-Man?
Yeah.
On this four-year anniversary special Conversation Digest, this is an early Christmas surprise for you, the listener, back last year. We may do the same thing this year, possibly. 715-842-8900.
We'll just take this one and just modulate it up a little
bit. I think
higher.
We need to buy like 15 helium balloons and just do it.
And
then we'd be passed out on the ground.
Okay, K-Man. And here it is from 2010.
Well, hello there, listeners.
December 10th.
Should I go past this?
Well, hello there. That's better. Hi, this is the K-Man from Conversation Digest.
Should I play, keep
My
playing
voice
this version?
May seem strange to you.
Zoom ahead a little
because
bit.
Because it's been chipmunkized for this half. We start off this week from the Journal Sentinel. Conversation Digest always taps into what's going on with the Journal Sentinel. Usually per week we go with the Journal Sentinel and the Daily
Herald. It's slow motion. Deal with it.
In this case, JS Online. K-Man, before we go any further, what's been going on with you lately? What do you mean, what's going on with me? Well, yesterday when I spoke with you, we were talking about this pre-record, right?
Yes.
And then you alarmed me. For the average listener that has heard Conversation Digest before, you know that I am a bit of a germ freak. I'm afraid of getting sick. I use hand sanitizer. I wash constantly to the point where my hands are dry and cracking. The K-Man informs me yesterday that he may or may not be getting sick.
Just the cold. And then I think I'm over it already.
Yeah, no.
Why are you using like a woman?
Cold in a day, so you're either suppressing and lying about your symptoms.
No, I've been taking vitamin C.
You were never sick in the first place, and you were just trying to get sympathy.
Even if I was sick, you wouldn't get any sympathy from me.
Why is Will pop in the background? Do we do this at my house?
Yes.
At my headquarters?
Okay,
so I was wrong. Okay, so that was
stopping this.
That's enough, yeah. That was the December 10th episode last year, celebrating Christmas. It was a chipmunk episode. I forgot that we did do a brand new show for it, but it was pre-recorded at my headquarters. And the only reason I realized that is because sweet little Willa pops in the background. Why doesn't she sound chipmunk-sized?
Because she starts that way.
Oh. Well, she sounds so cute, though, doesn't she? She's such a great little pooch. You know, this is the four-year anniversary special. I mentioned Leah several times. Not once should I mention Willa Pop, who's a cornerstone of my life.
Oh, you really suck at this.
This being what? Community radio?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, life, whatever. Okay, so I thought it was a good farce. Yes, sir?
Well, I remember once upon a time, when I was still doing the program with you gentlemen.
I still had hair.
Where Willipop had disappeared in your neighborhood. Do you remember that?
Or was that just a lie?
Is that like Mary from the West Side? Or?
Mary.
Email Mary.
Mary.
Oh, that just
Wait a minute. Willipop just disappeared during the show?
No. You guys were set to come here. And then Willipop ran away, I think, during a WALK. Walk.
Did that really happen, K-Man, or was that just a lie to get out of doing the show?
I think that was a lot.
And so I learned, but...
Wait a minute, so you did know that was a lie?
No, I had no idea.
Well,
because
I
was doing live updates every 5 minutes about...
I don't remember it either.
Do you
it was so good of a lie, we didn't remember it.
No, I mean, Willipop gets out quite a bit, and she just runs. I mean, she'll run a mile and a half, and then she loops back around. Like, apparently she's going to come home, even though she still has a memory of how horrible it is there at my headquarters. It may have actually happened. I don't even remember this, sir. Yeah, well, don't act disappointed. Like the whole water balloon incident where you put... So Bowman,
well, that wasn't show related. That was in Goodwill.
That was my life, man. That was my life. And I was so paranoid. I had too many beers. I'm running around saying, who's gout to get me?
Should we do some background on that story?
Well, I guess, but we're all ready to go.
Can it be done in 90 seconds?
Yeah.
Are you
I don't think we're going until 9. No, I got a no. Leah's dad's in town and everything.
I was joking anyway.
Well, no.
I was trying to mess him up because he got the
originally for the originally for the anniversary special. We were supposed to go 3 hours, but I thought I was supposed to. I was hoping to do that when I had Saturday off. Unfortunately, I have to go to that place tomorrow. Right, earn a meager living. Well, go ahead, give it the short up, and then.
Well, no, that there. Of course, there's many memorable stories through the 4 years, but that's where I actually went on a date with a young lady.
Ooh.
Up to Wausau from Stevens Point. And I was trying to think about, well, how could I...
Let's get stats on her.
How could I end this date with a bang?
Oh.
That was unintentional.
That's what
that
she said.
That was unintentional. And originally I wanted to have, as weird as it sounds, in 40-degree temperatures, this water fight this 30-degree temperatures by the ice skating rink. On the old 400 block. And then she was like, no, I don't think so. She was just getting
400 block? Jeez, give me a break.
Yeah. And so then I thought, well, I got all these balloons. What can I do instead? And then I thought, well, the condition lives right over here. Would you mind if we went down there and planted balloons all over his yard and sidewalk?
Yeah, and then like a paranoid freak, I called Leah's brother, and I started yelling at him for doing that to me, and how dare he? And then he's like, oh, I didn't do it, and I believed him. 3 years later, this stooge tells me that he was on some sort of blind date with the cow that won the heifer award at the local fair.
Wrong again.
Did she get
wrong
married
again.
Or what happened to her, by the way?
No, I think she's moved back to Minnesota, dating some other guy.
Oh, I thought
maybe... There's a story behind, but it's not appropriate for the air.
Air?
Hey, man, can you log out of my email, please? All right, well, you've been listening to a glorious anniversary special. We could go on another hour and a half, but I have to work tomorrow at 8 a.m. Thanks a lot, work. I hate morning shifts. You know that, K-Man.
As do I. Hello.
When's the last time you got up before 11 a.m.?
Just the other day. Serious.
Central time.
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for listening to this anniversary special, 4 glorious years. Who knows how long we'll actually be on the air.
Couple more days.
Yep, I hung it up, 4 shows after my 6-year anniversary?
And I keep on hoping you come back. I think you should. And maybe K-Man can just give up his show and then... No, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. Here we go. Hour and a half. Okay, go ahead, K-Man. Thank you for joining us on this anniversary special of Conversation Digest. You've been there for the start. If that's the case, the listener, you tool. If that's the case, seriously, what's wrong with you? But also, don't forget, another hour and a half of Conversation Digest vintage portion. And up in just a bit here on Conversation Digest, the K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion exploding into your ears at 10 p.m. sharp. Michael Bowman Show, Sunday nights starting at 8:30 going until 10, unless there's some NFL game on. Thank you, Dr. Rent, for joining us.
DrRent.wordpress.com.
WNRBLP, Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, FamousAshtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.